welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Big Picture Manatee, where we dive into the latest news and developments in Manatee County. So today we are here for three important topic updates that directly impact you as a citizen. So I'm Sherry Corrier, longtime county employee over 30 years and former county administrator.
Good morning, Sherry. I'm Misty Servia, former county commissioner and longtime resident urban planner. So happy to see you guys.
And good morning, ladies. My name is Reggie Bellamy. I am also a former county commissioner, proud county commissioner of District 2, and I'm excited to be here. Let's get it.
All right. So today we're going to start off with a quick update on some topics. First, we're going to talk about a community survey called right now the Citizen Survey. And the fact that it's available online with the county and that Manatee County has put this out. And we haven't really met anyone that really knows what's going on about the survey, but we feel it's important to spread the word about it because we know they want your feedback. So it's a way to voice your opinion on a few questions. And I have taken the survey, and I don't know if my colleagues have, but I'll turn it over to you, Misty, to find out what you think.
Yeah. Hey, I love surveys, especially when it's an effort to gather information to do something better or improve things. So yes, I've also taken this survey. I hope that everyone does. I know it's not scientific, you know, working in the campaign world, it's always important that when you gather data that it's scientifically balanced between, you know, like all where people live and their backgrounds and their ages and things like that. But that aside, I think it's really important that everyone who wants their voice heard take the survey. Did you do it, Reggie?
Oh, man, I am guilty. I did not take the survey. I will take the survey. I think it's important. If you want something different, you have to do something different. So I'm going to commit right now to making sure that I take the survey. Just looking at some of the topics about roads, I'm sure based on some of the things that's been taking place with traffic, you know, we have a lot of concerns with the roads, work that's taking place, parks, and some of the public safety are some of the points that the survey hits on. And it's an opportunity for our community, right, to have a voice, which is so important, which is so important. So all the murmuring, all the complaining, all the things that you have a concern about, this is your opportunity to document your concern. So if you want something different, do something different. I apologize to the community. I'm going to commit and sure that to ensure that I take the survey.
You're not going to be the only one that hasn't taken it, which is why we brought it up. Because again, like you're mentioning, I mean, you're talking about parks, roads, public safety, the environment, those kinds of questions, and they're all important. I think it's also important to know, especially for people who have done many surveys, which in the businesses that I'm in, we do those, that you may not like what you hear sometimes, but that's okay, because that's how it shapes the way you move forward. But it is the opportunity for the citizens to provide an opinion, to provide some ideas and things that they'd like to see. And sometimes it's the best way for them to say what they really enjoy and what they'd like you to spend more as a commissioner, as you guys know, more time on. So I'm excited that we'll be able to report back on information that comes out of the surveys once the county concludes that effort. We're going to post it, everybody, to our YouTube and our social media, how you can get to the survey. But if you're eager to do it right now, like Reggie is, you can go right to the county's website. And, you know, there's a little box there that says, I want to. Well, you can say citizen survey, or you can put it in the search box and eventually it'll show up. You can click on it. It's called Citizen Survey and it's at mymanatee.org. All right. Great. So that's something we wanted to update you all on because this is your chance to provide feedback. The second thing on today's topics is relates back to a subject we've reported on in the past, which is an update on the former county administrator. That word's kind of coming up a lot, former. former. I don't know why, but this is about former County Administrator Scott Hopes, and we wanted to update you all on some recent news.
Right. So what's the latest? The latest is, I think, that we heard there was a request for the judge to recuse himself. Judge Matthew White was assigned to hear the case, and he was asked to recuse himself. And I'm guessing because he used to be the general counsel for Angel Coloniso. That's probably the reason, although I don't know that for sure. And I heard that he did recuse himself. I'm not sure who the new judge is. I also have heard that Scott Hopes is requesting a jury trial, which, oh my goodness, that's going to be very expensive. And he has pled not guilty, I have heard also. So that's going to be interesting to watch. You know, I was recently on the Bradenton Times podcast and we talked about this a little bit. And, you know, my opinion is he made his bed and now he's having to lie in it. This is something that I think a lot of us saw happening as different things unfolded. And there were even requests from me asking him not to do certain things, which he, you know, he ignored. So that's just the way it is, you know, as you have to be held accountable when you do things. And in this case, it was breaking the law, and that's nothing to sneeze at. So what do you think, Reg?
I'm just recalling how all this took place. And I'm thinking a little bit about Scotty, right? And my heart goes out to Scotty, because it seemed like some of his past has caught up with him. But I remember when the hiring process took place, and I was one of the ones that was like, I don't think this is a good idea. Hey, that's one thing that me and Rodney Jones agreed on. It just was not a good thing. But you know, people are talking now, and I'm hearing some of the things, you know, people are telling me allegedly he got kicked out of Tallahassee for doing certain things, and you know, things at USF for him were not necessarily up in the board. And we know when he was at the school district, Manatee County, he's on the board there were some issues, and God help us with that LMA issue and the impact that he had, that took out the minority charter school. And unfortunately, are the commissioners that were so hell-bent on bringing him in after what they did to Sherry, getting rid of her, and then bringing this guy in, how do these commissioners feel now? Is anybody going to hold them accountable because we felt like we should go to a national search and they basically took Scotty the man, right? He's the guy, and shoved him down our throat. I mean, is anybody talking about the commissioners who's responsible for this alleged thief? I'm not calling you a thief, Scotty. I'm just telling you what the information is out there. You're going to get your jury trial. You're going to find out a lot of people really don't like you as much as you think. And there's a reality of the reality here. My concern is the community leadership made this decision about Scotty. Are we going to admit that we failed? And I have to take my we out because he never really got my vote. But are we really going to admit that we failed the community with bringing Scotty in? Does anybody want to talk about that? Maybe it's just me.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Sherry. Do you have anything? If not, I got a couple comments.
No, I was just going to remind everybody what those, you know, it was three charges. So it was three felonies, notary fraud, grand theft, and fraudulent use of public records. So I just wanted to remind folks that we're not just talking about hearsay. Those are charges that were filed by the state attorney's office. So go ahead, Misty.
Well, I was just going to say a congratulations to Reggie, who remained consistent in his opinion of Scott Hopes and bringing him on as county administrator. You never changed your opinion. It was solid. For me, I felt backed into a corner as a county commissioner once Sherry was fired and we had no one controlling the ship, I felt backed into a corner and was saying, okay, well, we'll hire him. Let's see what he can do. But I did quickly learn that there were issues, and that's when Reggie and I and Carol Whitmore said, as we heard Angel Coloniso stand up in front of us and say, please, I have grave concerns about what's going on. Please don't give this guy a raise and consider strongly whether or not you're going to give him a full contract and extend his contract. And the three of us said, let's hit the pause button because we need to take a look at that. But as you know, the story goes, we were on the losing end. And I think I was told by one of the commissioners that I was trying to burn the house down. What was I doing? He was a great guy. So there you go. He was given, carte blanche to do what he was doing until it didn't serve those people anymore, and then they cut him loose.
I just want to take a moment, and we're talking about, Scott Host, but the two times that the clerk came to meet with us, one, she actually tried to pause this group of commissioners from taking the pace of firing Sherry. She also tried to pause this group of commissioners and say, hey, we just have some concerns on some of the paperwork that's coming through. Give us an opportunity to look at it. And, some of the things don't necessarily seem the right way. I just want to commend her for doing her job and making sure that, the dollar is going in the right place. And if it's not, we're going to let you know that the dollar is not going in the right place. Grand theft. Our leadership brought someone in that's being charged with grand theft. So is this the individual or the individuals? And that's my concern. The individual, right? From what I understand, there's been some past concerns with Scotty. I think, I don't know whether or not he pulled a gun on Dave Minor or Dave Minor pulled a gun on him, but it was a tough school board meeting there. Something took place there, but you're still talking about the same individual. The individuals, those county commissioners that, regardless of what was said, this is our guy. Going away from a national search, going away from peers, colleagues saying, hey, let's take a look at this from a different perspective. Now, here we are again. And guys, I love y'all. And I've always told y'all that, a lot of times you reap what you sow. But here we are again. Our county is embarrassed by our leadership decisions. Does anybody want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do. I do. And you know why? Because this, you just gave me the opportunity to say something that I don't think I've ever talked about. And that is Angel Coloniso and I are not best buddies. She did not come to that board meeting on my behalf that day. In fact, I was shocked to even, my back was to the room. I had no idea she was in the room. What she was doing there, everybody should know, is she was following the procedures, the policies of what have been adopted by the board and the process to be able to let them know they weren't following the process, that they certainly could have followed it, like eventually we did, but that you would have no leadership at the county administrator role. And she was pointing that out to them and the importance of that. She wasn't there defending me personally. She was there defending Reggie, what you're talking about, the county of Manatee County, the whole importance of the integrity of the Board of County Commissioners and the responsibility of the clerk comptroller. And we know she was doing that because she did it again when she came forward and talked about Scott Hopes. And she will do it again if someone else that's in those positions does a similar thing. So I think that the community should know that, traditionally, before this new group of commissioners came in, that the people that are in these roles are there because they are keeping the integrity of the county and they are following the guidelines and the rules that, by the way, are out in the public, not behind the scene, not being made by a phone call from someone else to tell them what to do and in order for things to go their way. So, I was disappointed, obviously, in where we were at there, but the Board of County Commissioners, I recognize, has the authority to make whatever decision and majority that they want to. And that's how it came down for me. But it, when I see someone get up and say they're going to do the job for free, which everybody, let's recall, right? Your friend, our friend supposedly at the time, Scott Hopes, I will do it for free. Then all of a sudden it was, here's a contract and I want more than anybody has ever made before in this position. Even Ed Hunsicker and Ernie Padgett, people that had had many, many years. And then all of a sudden another raise. There's a problem there. And unfortunately, the majority of the board not take responsibility for that. And I sure hope that, as you said, Reggie, that people recognize that. Poor judgment.
I am so happy that you explained that it's not that you and Angel have some friendship. You were co-workers, and she was representing the people of Manatee County, the 400,000 plus people who live here, and came forward to say this could be a problem. And that's her job. How courageous was she? And thank goodness that we have people like her in that role. We need more people like that who put the interests of the community, the residents, before self-interest. And I think that's the biggest message I'd like to get out to people, that if you're just undecided on who to vote for, take a look at the intention of the people running and make sure that their intention is to serve the people of Manatee County, not to promote their own self-interests. And if that's hard to do, give them a call and ask them why they're doing it. Ask them why they're running. Get information from people that you trust and seek information from nonpartisan places, because we've got to get people in there that we trust are going to look forward to the interests of the residents of Manatee County.
So it's a couple of things here. And the big picture, Manatee does not endorse or support anybody, anything like that. But Reggie Bellamy himself can speak for the job well done of Angel Colony. So I can say that right there. That's not saying what the big picture Manatee is doing. I'm saying look at the body of work. I'm saying look at the body of work and then go from there. The next thing I just want to bring out, self-accountability is very important. The individuals that brought him in and shoved him down the county's throat, my question to you all, do you think you made a mistake? Do you think you owe the county an apology? Okay, now, here's the thing. You're going to say, well, we fired him, and he's no longer here. What is the dollar amount that has costed the county? The reality of it is the whole process has hurt the county, in my opinion, more than it has helped the county. So when you rebuttal, don't say, hey, we fired him, we're not talking about. Look at his package on the way out. And his package looking at his package on the way out, then the clerk said, hey, by the way, you might want to look at some of the stuff that he was doing while he was in. We have an issue. And my concern is, right, are you going to admit that you made a mistake? Are you going to tally up, you know, your conservatism, how many taxpayers' dollars that hire cost Manatee County? He did do some great things. Thanks for the Memphis Road Project. I will say that. Thanks for the Memphis Road Project. I was talking to someone in the community yesterday. We've lived in Memphis our entire life, and we never had sidewalks, so we got them. So I'll give credit when credit is due. Thanks, Scott, for that. But that doesn't mean you get these type of allegations. That doesn't mean some of the things that you were doing, you should have done. So did we make a mistake? Well, did those four people that shoved them down the county, down our throat, make a mistake?
Yeah, and you're talking about cost, and that's a great point, because we don't know how much that time he was in office is really going to cost the county because of all those things. I mean, he's got three charges against him. Even if just one of them is found to be true, it's already one costing the county, from, as you mentioned earlier, the reputation of the county. But you have to dig deeper. You know, that's the crazy thing about being in public office, as you guys know, and being a public official and working there. You know, everything is scrutinized, you know, everything, your email, the work you do. And the county administrator has up to $500,000 worth of signature authority for contracts that don't have to go to the board. Well, I say, you better start looking at what those were, because every one of those can be renewed and be under that threshold. And those things can end up blossoming into something that, you know, becomes either someone you know, your friend, or someone. I mean, absolutely, why everything goes to the board, because then it's out in the public, it's on an agenda, it's voted on by those folks that are in office at that time. It shouldn't be used as a way to, you know, skirt the process. So I would contend that those are other things that will start to come out. You have to look at all those things. And unfortunately, there's now sort of concern about everything. I would say too, Piney Point, he did a good job. That was tough. Really thankful for him diving in and working on that. I don't know how he could have not, because you would have had to at that moment, but that is a good thing. But why tarnish something good like that with all these other smaller things, you know, that happen from day to day? So I'm all about streamlining processes, but that's not, shouldn't be associated with breaking the law. So all right. So we are going to continue to follow this. It's a big topic. The board that you guys are talking about has now had Lee Washington as a county administrator after Scott Hopes. And Lee is gone now under interesting circumstances. And now Charlie Bishop is the county administrator. So, I mean, one of the most important jobs of a commissioner is to select a county administrator that can serve, that has experience and can serve under any board. And we've already had, you know, four different ones in just a 3-year period. So I really, like you said, Reggie, I hope they got it right this time. I hope there's nothing else to see. And I think the public really was looking for a national search, which still could have unveiled someone locally or within the region or within the state of Florida. But why would you be afraid to do that?
Well, I don't know. You have anything, Misty, before I make another comment?
No, please be my guest.
Well, I just my communication to the community is challenge to challenge. This is why you should be involved with the community survey. This is why you should let your voice be heard. But the unfortunate thing about all of this is leaders are stronger leaders when they have a strength to follow. And in this particular situation, I mean, they weren't going to listen to let's look at me. I'm the only Democrat up there. I'm the only one that looks like me. So I know that's a losing battle. But this particular issue right here, when other colleagues are trying to tell you, you know, we may need to do this a little bit different. Other elected officials are like, hey, what's going on here? And other community leaders are thinking, sometimes you have to go out on a limb. And maybe that's what's taking place at this particular point in time. But for everyone to say, right, that we're conservative and we want to make sure we do what's best, and we're doing what's best for, I just want to know, do you think you made a mistake? And is anybody going to apologize for removing Sherry, right? 30 years experience to bring. And now we've went through what Sherry says, three different county administrators, right? Then one going to say how much money going through this process, these man hours and things like that. Is anyone going to talk about, you know, the dollars that have been lost? Is anyone going to say, hey, we made a mistake? Sherry, we're sorry. We made a mistake.
And acknowledging that the dollars lost, which is a huge amount of money, but think about the employees that we lost because of that. There was a mass exodus. And that's continuing. People aren't staying. I hear from people often and they say the leadership is just so poor. So leadership matters. And it's interesting to think where we would be if Sherry was not fired and we had continued. I think things would be much different in a good way. So well, yeah, I'm sorry that happened too.
Yeah, at least as you said, I would hope even no matter who is the appropriate administrator when they first replaced me, that those 700 plus people, those great employees in that 700 plus that made the exodus during the Scott Hope era would still be there, which would mean the county would have historical knowledge and the board would have historical knowledge to help offset what new things they'd like to do. So, all right, well, we're going to stay tuned. This is not going to end.
Yeah, it goes well.
We'll have twists and turns, as Misty mentioned. A new judge will be appointed. He'll be going to a jury trial, and we'll be reporting on it as well as I'm sure other outlets. The third topic we were going to discuss today was impact fees and the status of them. However, in the last couple of days, there's been some other developments in that particular topic, and it warrants one full episode to talk about it. And so, folks, we'll be back to talk about what first impact fees are, what they were, what they are now, and what they potentially are going to be in the future and what they're used for. So thank you so much for staying tuned and with us today on these two topics that we're able to discuss. And be sure to subscribe and like us on YouTube. And we will see you soon.
Thank you, everyone. And Facebook, too. And you can find us on your favorite podcast platform. We are on most platforms. Bye, everyone.